This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Central government has now issued a review of its codification of China's legal framework. Dubbing it a milestone in the development of the legal system, the white paper says that the government now has what it describes as a socialist legal system in place as of the end of last year. As of the end of this August, the legislature has brought in some 240 laws, over 700 new administrative regulations, and over 8,600 local rules. The white paper adds the laws that have been established are based on the conditions and realities of China. European leaders have now reached a deal to work through the Eurozone debt crisis. As part of the rescue package agreed to in Brussels, European banks have agreed to write off around 100 billion euros worth of Greece's debt. The deal also includes a write-down of 50% for private bondholders. French President Nicolas Sarkozy also says that the European bailout fund is going to be expanded to 1 trillion euros. The current bailout fund is 440 billion euros. And now it appears that Turkey is looking for foreign aid to help the country cope with the aftermath of Sunday's 7.2 magnitude earthquake. A Turkish news agency is reporting that the government now believes that it's going to need assistance for both reconstruction and the temporary accommodation for the thousands who have been left homeless. Turkey has currently rejected any foreign aid until now. Israel, Japan, and Ukraine are said to be ready to send aid, with the Israeli government claiming that the Turkish side has already sent in a request for assistance. Meanwhile, Turkish Prime Minister Tayyip Erdogan is acknowledging flaws in the government's response in the first 24 hours after the earthquake.
We admit that we failed in the beginning within the first 24 hours. We acknowledge flaws, but these mistakes are pretty normal in such incidents.
So far, over 480 people are confirmed dead, with some 1,600 others reported as injured. Thailand's prime minister is now raising yet another flood alert in her country's capital. Yingluck Shinawatra is warning that all parts of Bangkok are now vulnerable to flooding.
The massive flood water is most likely to overpower barriers and floodgates that protect Bangkok. It is highly possible that the water will spill into the areas of central, the inner and outer ring of Bangkok.
Shinawatra is warning that Bangkok could be inundated with up to 1.5 meters of water. Hundreds of people who had been taking shelter at Bangkok's secondary airport, Dong Muang, are now being moved out as floodwaters have reached the runway. Meanwhile, floodwaters are now threatening Bangkok's Chinatown district as authorities there and locals try to stem the flooding with cement barricades and sandbags. So far, the country's worst flooding in over half a century has killed more than 360 people and forced some 100,000 others from their homes. The head of Libya's ruling National Transitional Council is now pleading with NATO to extend its mission into the country. Abdel Jalil says he wants NATO to remain in Libya until the end of this year. Jalil says NATO is still needed to help disarm the country and deal with the lingering Gaddafi loyalists. NATO is tentatively planning to end its operations in Libya by the end of this month, though a final decision is not expected until Friday. Chinese Vice Premier Li Keqiang has now met with South Korean Prime Minister Kim Hwang-sik in Seoul. The Chinese Vice Premier has put forward proposals to develop closer ties between the two countries. Two have also touched on the potential resumption of the six-party talks. Li Keqiang has also met with South Korean President Lee Myung-bak following his arrival in Seoul for a two-day official visit. This follows his earlier diplomatic mission to North Korea earlier this week. Chinese Vice Foreign Minister Jai Jun now pushing for more cooperation between China and Africa. The suggestion is being made at a meeting connected to the Forum on China-Africa Cooperation taking place this week in Hangzhou. More than 240 officials from China and Africa have been taking part in the sessions. The Forum on China-Africa Cooperation was originally established in 2000. A leading Chinese demographer is now suggesting that without China's family planning policy, the world's 7th billion person would have been born some 5 years ago. Zhai Jianwu, dean of Renmin University School of Sociology and Population, contends that China's population would be around 1.7 billion people right now if the one-child policy wasn't put into place in the 1970s. China's population is currently estimated at 1.34 billion. The United Nations is predicting that the world's population will officially reach 7 billion by the end of this month. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.